KB3 MSE is monitoring.
Yeah, this is KB3 EFS, Dave in Little Falls, New York. Anyone around that can give me an audio check? Echo test is down, and I know I'm making tonight at 8 o'clock. KB3 EFS.
Well, you happened to key up during the commercial break, so key up and let you know you're sounding just fine. If you're waiting for the echo like that tonight, I think that's what you said. That's happening. And you're sounding good. Be waiting for you. KB3JQQ.
Thank you, Scott. I'll stand by. KB3 EFS.
KQ, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Anybody copy? KB3JQQ. KB3JQQ, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. You have a copy on me, Scott?
I heard something. My radio was on my belt. I had a couple songs left on this show. Two songs left, a song and a half, and I was just listening to that. Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to check and see if I was getting out. Let's see if the test server is not working properly. So I appreciate it. I'll stand by and wait for the net to start. So this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Thanks for coming back to me, Scott. We'll be clear and listening.
All right, you're the second one there that needed a test. It looks like my audio's up kind of loud. Okay, well, I'll be standing by. I got a song in like another minute or so of this one. Don't know how long the next one is, but Dave Mason's show, KB3JQQ.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
KB3MXM, listening in on the Echolink tonight.
K3RRP, standing by for the MDC Echolink session. K3RRP, standing by.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC section manager. We'll be starting in just a few minutes. Let some more friends and AMs connect with us here on Echolink. If you know anyone that would be interested, please invite them too. And we should have a good session. KB3MXM.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
All right. Thank you again. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net this evening on the 15th of March here at 8 p.m. local time. And we've got quite a few people checked in so far, so we'll get right to it. Stand by. All right. Let me cover a few things that are happening within the section. I'm posting some of those in the text message box on your Echolink, but you can also find them on the section website, and you can also find them on the ARL website under MDC section. Easy to find. You can look at the link that I posted. I'll post it again. Or you can go to the ARRL and put MDC section in the search box, and you'll see the news. Or if you're lucky enough and you've signed up to get it by mail, by email, it's already in your inbox. And we've got some important things coming up over the next 30 days. Stand by. We'll be right back. All right, if you're listening here on the Echolink node, wash_DC, that's great. Or you might be coming to us through another linked node or another linked repeater. First, I'd like to thank John Carroll, WB3GXW, for his kind assistance in making sure that we have this opportunity to use Echolink. Thank you again, John. Also, we've got little repeaters that are linked around the area. You might be linked in through a repeater in Ocean City. You might be in Silver Spring or Frederick. St. Mary's County, Calverton, check the section news for those locations. Also, always look to see if you have the latest upgrades to Echolink. It's very important you're on the latest version. It might make it a little bit easier. And as pointed out earlier today, our friend Scott, WB3JQQ, also mentioned that it's important that you know what proxy setting you have on your Echolink, especially if you're using a mobile device. There is an opportunity there for you to change that setting to give you the opportunity to get in. As I can see, Stu is on tonight. WI3J using his iPhone. So no excuse not to join us, and I hear the rain starting outside. Thunderstorms are headed through the area. A line of storms looks like it's going to be forming from just north of D.C. Up the 95 corridor into Cecil County, so protect your equipment. I did hear some thunder, so be mindful of that. All right, stand by. All right, let's cover a little section news, and for those of you that have joined us for the first time, we have this EchoLink Net once a month on the third Friday at 8 p.m. local time here on the East Coast. And you can also follow along in some of the activities that are happening within the section by finding our section news on the ARRL website or through email, and we'll cover some of those activities this evening. One that I like to cover right away is coming up on the 16th, Saturday at 8 a.m. in the morning, is the Fred Fest 19. This is out in Frederick at the Independent Hose Company. This is a fire department that has equipment there, but they've got a nice hall, and I think there's going to be plenty of parking, and you should come out. The information is in the section news. It's in Frederick, and it's being sponsored by the Frederick Amateur Radio Group. Also, I like to point out some other things that are going on. There is a there is also a in Virginia. Virginia is going to be doing a tornado warning test. National Weather Service and NOAA Weather Radios will be alerted in areas of Virginia on a tornado test. I think that's on the 19th of March, next week. So if you're in the proximity of that particular area or your same code is possibly in Virginia, you might hear that test. This is a good opportunity for our ARES folks, too, to be aware of that. Spread that among your members and our club and our clubs as well to alert your members.
J-Q-Q.
Also, there's been a lot of activity in ARES Connect. ARES Connect. This is the new program from ARRL that allows our ARES members and those that are wishing to get involved to register with ARES Connect. All right, so that covers what's happening. We've got a ham fest going on in Frederick. More information about ARES Connect and the Virginia tornado test on the 19th. Stand by. We're going to let everybody reset. This is KB3MXM. All right, let's continue on with our section-wide Echo Link. Also coming up in March is the West Virginia Section Convention, Charleston Hamfest and Computer Show. Now, that's out in Charleston, West Virginia, not Charleston, Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia. So for our members out there in the western part of Maryland, you might be interested in going to that. And then the Charleston area for that convention will be on the 23rd. It's a Saturday from 9 to 2. So take an opportunity to maybe check that out if you're interested. Also coming up in March, the following day, is the Vienna Wireless Society Winterfest. You want to go to the website and get the information from there. Again, this is the Vienna Wireless Society Winterfest being held in Northern Virginia. And the website information is in the section news. And then a few more things in March, and I'll turn it over to our members here that have joined us this evening. We've got the radio conference being held in South Jersey. This is the South Jersey Radio Association. They have the conference up there. Also, the Super VHF, or VHF Super Conference, in near Washington, D.C., the Dulles Airport, on April the 26th. The rest of the information about HamFest can be found in the section news at ARRL and search for MDC section. This is KB3MXM. I'll be right back. Okay, looks like the thunderstorm finally got to me. I hear wind and rain outside, folks, so hopefully you're checked in on the EchoLink this evening. All right, a couple of other interesting things going on, and I think it's a benefit to all amateur radio. Big support for our VE sessions. Frederick on the 16th, Laurel on the 16th, Rockville on the 17th, and Linthicum Heights, Maryland on the 26th. And then we'll move into April. The 6th of April is Catonsville. The 10th is Fort Washington. And the rest of the list can be found on the Laurel VE website or in the section news. Stand by. Also in the section news, you will find the TMARC report, TMARC. So the organizer frequencies for the area, and you'll find there's been some additions to that to those areas. So expect that maybe there might be a repeater in your area that will be online soon. I suggest if you're involved in that, maybe you could convince them to check in with us, and we get them linked up for the net once a month. And then the last part is in all of the ARES activities, it's very important that you get your ARES reports in for those that are involved. If you're an ARES member, remind your EC to send in their report timely. And if they have any questions, they can contact the Section Emergency Coordinator. That's Jim, Whiskey Bravo 3, Kilo Alpha Sierra. And finally, a few things. Tents in the propagation areas, you know, I noticed that that with the passing of this front, there's no good tropo for VHF for right now because the turbulence, the mixing of the air, so no luck there. And you might be actually hearing a little 10-meter activity with the trans-equatorial propagation or ducting. And this happens at equal latitude above the magnetic equator of the Earth. You might just actually hear some stations out of South America. And now with the terminator, the gray line, closely approaching north and south, that's a great opportunity in the morning and also in the evening break. Okay. Single-handed right now on the tiller. So let's see if we have any stations. We'll go around the horn here on our repeaters, and then we'll check in with some of our stations here. And now how this is typically works is if you're on a repeater system and you check in, and I encourage you to do so, check in, and then once you're done, ask for any other stations to check in. If no other stations respond, we'll go to the next repeater. We all help each other out, and then you give me a break, which is great. All right, let's go first to our Annapolis repeater, the KA2JAI, and I saw that one checked in earlier. Let's see if we have anybody on the KA2JAI repeater. Go ahead.
Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo.
KA2JAI.
Kilo 3 Romeo Romeo Papa.
Kilo Bravo 3 Hotel November Oscar.
Kilo Bravo 3 Uniform Delta Juliet.
Wow, what a great group, guys. Fantastic. Okay, let's go to WJ3K. Do you have any comments you'd like to add to the net? Go ahead, sir.
WJ3K, the only thing I have to say, I'll steal Mike's thunder from him. He'll be the next one. We're having a training session at the EOC tomorrow for our ARES operators to qualify them to actually operate in the radio station at the EOC and Web EOC training county. This is WJ3K.
All right, very good, Gordon. Can you just remind everybody here the EOC, which EOC are you talking about? We've got a large group.
I was clear, but not complete. Anne Arundel County Emergency Operations Center. That's the Anne Arundel County ARES, WJ3K.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Okay, KA2JAI, go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Marty, and good evening, everyone. And, Gordon, no problem. Thanks for making that announcement. I will add one thing to it, is that the county very kindly is doing this on a weekend for us to enable more of the ARES members to be able to become trained, those who are unable to make it during the week. So we greatly appreciate the extra effort by the county to accommodate us that way. And Marty, I did see the in the newsletter about the various license exam session opportunities. Thank you for printing that, and it's always good to get the word out any way we can, so much appreciated that you mentioned that. Marty, I'll turn it back to you. I know you got another list of people here waiting. KA2JAI.
All right, sir, thank you very much. Let's go to Kilo 3, Romeo, Romeo Papa, sir. A few words for the net.
All right, thank you, Marty. This is K3, located in Centerville, in Queen Anne's County on the Eastern Shore. No traffic other than to say I do appreciate the notices about the VE team testing sessions. We've just started a new VE team here at Queen Anne's County, and we'll have our first testing session. It's still a ways off, but May 25th. So really appreciate the press and publicity. Thanks a lot. K3RRP back to net.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. So VE sessions are coming to Queen Anne's County. Good, good deal. I read somewhere just recently that technicians, the number of technician class operators, the total number of those licensed operators are more than all the other licenses combined at this point. So we need to get the tech to be generals. We're losing ground here, guys. Okay. All right, folks, let's go to KB3HNO. Did I get that right? Hotel November Oscar. Go ahead, sir.
Yep, you got it. Kilo Bravo 3, Hotel November Oscar. My name here is Travers. I'm in Stevensville. I'm not too far from Centerville. It's a pretty decent check-in to me. Just the first time I've ever checked in at this set. I'm enjoying all the good information you all are giving. I think it's the first time I've ever even checked into this repeater, which isn't too far from me. So thanks for letting me check in. I'll say 7-3s and back to net control. This is KB3HNO.
Okay, Travers, I was just going to say awesome in the text box, but I realize you're checked in on the repeater. Hey, awesome. Fantastic. All right, let's go to KB3.
This is Kilo Bravo 3, Uniform Delta Juliet. Sorry, I didn't know that I didn't come in good enough, and I'm using a new boom mic, and it's connected to the desktop with EchoWave. So if you can hear me, let me know what my modulation is, please.
It's low. I had to turn the volume up all the way.
All right. Well, we'll give you a chance to do some adjustments there. Thank you, UDJ, for checking in, and look forward to having you join us more often. Now that you've checked in with us, we will certainly put you in the log, and we won't forget you now, okay? I don't call rosters, so it's up to you to check in. All right, this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC EchoLink Conference. It is 20 minutes after 8. We're going to take a break here every 10 minutes, and we're going to let repeaters reset, and then we're going to move to the next repeater. Everyone, stand by. All right, very good. Hang on a second. Let me grab my mic here. It's running away from me. All right, let's see if we have anybody on the WB3GXW system. Anybody coming to us through WB3GXW? And they're located in Calverton, Maryland. Go ahead and check in, please. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to W3ICF. Philip.
KC3MSN, Mike. He'll be checking in. And I think the other guy's connected direct in, but I will go ahead and make a call out there on the RF side, which won't show up. So anybody on the W3ICF repeater RF side, come ahead and speak to us and let us know you're out there.
K3IEF, no comment.
KC3IEF, thank you, Dave. I'm going to go ahead and let Mike KC3MSM come through there, if you don't mind, Marty. That'll sort of help clear up ours here. Go ahead there, Mike. KC3MSN, W3ICF. KC3MSM, you there, Mike?
KC3MSM, I was away from the conversation, and I just walked back in, and I heard you calling me.
Yeah, go ahead and report in there to Marty, and then he can move on down the line to the other repeaters. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm sorry, I feel kind of silly because I had logged in and then I got distracted by something. So if you're logging in weather-wise, we had some intense rainfall in Gettysburg about 5 o'clock, and it only lasted for a few minutes, and then it cleared up, and it's been a really nice cloudless evening. But on the way home from dinner, I saw that we were starting to get some lightning in the atmosphere, but it looked like it was farther south, like towards Baltimore or something like that. But right now it's still nice.
Turn this back to Mike. I think that's all you got from W3ICF up here. You've been talking about the storm yourself there, Marty. So W3ICF, turn in the W3ICF-R information. We are through. Back to you, Marty.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Philip. All right. We've covered a couple of repeaters here. Let's go to some of our representatives here that join us. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to acknowledge Jim, WI3N. Jim, Jim Cross, thank you very much for joining us, sir. A few words for us, maybe something that you can share with us from the Atlantic Division. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty, and good evening, everybody. This is WI3N. I have a few items. One is that there's apparently in the works a Red Cross sort of amateur radio into Red Cross sort of thing coming up in, May? In May, I forget the date exactly. The idea is that they're going to have a number of, or hoping to get a number of different groups to set up in a parking lot at the at a Red Cross and maybe get on HF and pass a little traffic around. So that's coming up. I did go to, I'm also working, as I mentioned before, with Bill Edgar, our former, and also Tom, our director, and our former director, Bill Edgar, on getting together a thing on online where we can get all of the different sections to put their IC 205 and 205A forms up on a website. So if you're going to go from, you know, if I'm going to go from Prince George's County up to Lancaster County, I need to know who to contact, what the repeater is, the tones, etc. So that's another thing we're working on. Let me take a quick break here. Also, I'm a member of the CATS Club. That's the Chesapeake Amateur Television Society. And I don't know if I don't see anybody on here from that, but I'd ask them to stop by and let people know about them. And I'm going to just mention that we do have a repeater in Laurel and a repeater up in Baltimore. We're doing ATV on it. And one of the things I'm planning to do in May 11th, we have our Laurel Main Street Festival that has anywhere from 75 to 100,000 people show up, vendors all up and down the street, a parade, etc. And I'm going to have the CATS people in there doing some videotaping into the repeater, put it in the Emergency Operations Center's comms van, maybe get it on WebEOC, do some kind of interesting things like that. So that's what we're playing with down here. That's about it from here. Thank you, Marty, and back to net. This is WI3N.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much for that fine report. All right, we also have Ken, KG4USN, our assistant section manager. Ken, can you share some things that are happening with you and what's going on that might benefit those here on the net? KB3MXM.
Good evening, Marty, and good evening to all on the net. Just got on a little while ago, was listening to some of the stuff. If there was something early on, I missed it. Marty, you might have mentioned that it looks like we're going to have a radio station at the Smithsonian. They're working on that, which is very exciting news. Lots of folks go through the Smithsonian, and that's a real plus having that, getting going. Also, hats off to Whiskey 3 Lima Papa Lima. Very big numbers in the big contest, CW Worldwide last week, 10 million. For those of you that don't contest, that's a big station with lots of operators and lots of antennas. So really, hats off to those guys. And I've been contesting in most of the major contests, so that's a hoot. We've been talking to the EOC folks, emergency management here in Anne Arundel County, and keeping them up to speed. And I've been to the local area planning committee meeting, and everything's just moving along with there. They like us involved, and they've supplied us with a beautiful radio room, so we're just continuing on. That's about it for me, but I'm here, and maybe have more comments down the road. Back to you, Marty.
All right, Ken, very good, very good. We're at the bottom of the hour. Let me go ahead and ID. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section-wide Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW repeater and Echolink node. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. That's a good segue, Ken. Thank you very much. I've got John, November 4, November Papa Golf, checked in with us. I sent him a note. And John, I think you kind of figure out what we're doing here, but why don't you go ahead and share some of the just the preliminary interest that that you're having with the Smithsonian Club? That's you're starting to get things geared up there. You share a few notes with us. I know it's early in the process. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is N4NPG. My name is John. I'm the trustee now for NN3SI. That's Smithsonian's historic call sign, which was given to the Smithsonian in 1976. You guys may recall that the station went off the air. It used to be at the American History Museum, but it was shut down in 2008. And the call sign lapsed and expired, and nobody's really touched it until now. Nude, and we started the Smithsonian Institution Amateur Radio Group. We have 10 members. We're a small employee interest group at the Smithsonian, but little by little, we'll work our way back and rebuild. Just to manage your expectations a little bit, we don't have a station, we don't have a location, we don't have very much right now. We're going to be operating portable, probably portable on rooftops for a while. But the goal is to get the call sign back on the air and to get the word out that amateur radio is important and is an important part of America. And our goal someday is to get an exhibit and mail. That's all I've got. N4NPG, I'll go back to net. Thanks, Marty.
All right. Thank you, John. Let's let the repeaters all reset. I'll be back in just a moment. KB3MXM. All right. I think that's enough time. Let's go ahead and get through the rest of our repeater list here. Do we have anybody checked in from the November 3 Hotel Foxtrot? November 3 HF. Linked or repeater system, Ocean City or Silver Spring, your call signs, please.
This is Kilo India 4, Kilo Golf Kilo, KI4KGK. Billy in Atlanta, Georgia, coming through the N3HF Echo Link node.
Okay, Billy, we're going to send you a DX card. I think you get the DX award for the night. Thanks for joining us, Billy. I hope all is good with you and things in Atlanta. I know that they've had some weather there on the East Coast, down in the South, too. I was looking at the aviation weather report. It looks like there was some thunderstorms down your way. Thank you for joining us, sir. Do you have anything else to add to the group?
No, none of that. I'd like to thank John. He let me know about this net the last time I linked up with Echolink down there in are up there in Silver Springs. He was on the commute, and he told me about this net Friday night, and I saw it was at, like, 8, and I looked at 8:24, and I'm like, oh, no, I missed the net. And then, like, I'm so glad you guys had the net still going. It sounds like it's a really nice and really popular net. And thank you so much for letting me in and take my call. Yeah. We had some tornadoes go through just northwest of Atlanta a couple days last night. And, you know, we're still reeling from the hurricane. And but Atlanta's doing great. The traffic's horrible. But, you know, this is like my fourth time on Echolink, and I think it's pretty awesome. I'm on an iPad mini right now. KI4KGK back to net.
Okay, Billy, but please join us, and we look forward to hearing you on here again. A lot of good stuff going on, and you know, we always like to share. All right, let's go to, do we have K3CAL? Do we have the CAL repeater on here? Do we have anybody in the K3CAL checked in? Go ahead. All right, nothing heard. Going down the list I have here, we've got Rick, N3RL out of Frederick. Rick, why don't you go ahead and check in and then call anybody logged in with your system. Go ahead.
Okay, Marty. Very good. Good evening to everybody on the net tonight. Everybody's sounding good here. This is N3RO in Frederick, Maryland, and I can report my windows are open, nice breeze blowing through the sunroom here, no threatening weather in the skies above, so maybe we're going to dodge it here tonight. And just for Net's interest, the weekly Skywarn Mid-Maryland WeatherNet celebrated its first annual anniversary this week. We started the net 1 year ago this week, and it's kind of a Skywarn prep net, weather discussion, and we've enjoyed doing that over the last year, and we're next week we'll be off and running on a whole new year. With that, we'll say, I don't think anyone's on my link. We'll check here. Is there anybody on the RF side? This is N3RO.
This is Kilo Bravo 3, Yankee, Quebec, Kilo. Tim, Mobile, Dulles, Virginia.
Okay, that wasn't coming in through my link. So, Marty, back to you, sir. This is N3RO.
All right, thanks, Rick. Let's grab our mobile. I think it was Jim, and I got Yankee Quebec Kilo near Dulles. Why don't we grab you real quick here? I think you were in on the ICF one, but we'll check you in right now. Yankee Quebec Kilo, go ahead.
Name is Tim, Tango India Mike from the Anne Arundel Radio Club, and I'm running from Dulles Airport back to Bowie. Wanted to check in. I'm coming into the Frederick Repeater at the moment, and as we get closer to D.C., I'll convert to the John. I have a theme, but I'm going to get my name on the list. D3Y2K. Back to net control.
Okay, Tim, you're a little scratchy, but we got all of that. Thanks a lot. All right, let's see who I have left on the repeater list here. Didn't hear anything out of CAL. SMND is in listen only. How about Green Mountain Repeater? I didn't see them on the list. Let's go to Scott, KB3JQQ. Scott, your link system there in Pikesville. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Good evening, Marty, and all on the net. Well, that storm came through, and the wind was blowing the wind against my windows, and I thought I was going to have to stop and run and go drain the windows, but it stopped pretty quick, so everything is good to go in time. Anyway, got Chris linked up here on my link, so you might want to check with him. Back to net, KB3JQQ.
Okay, very good. And thanks for that. Hey, Rick, on the text message area, it says that November 3, Oscar Mike Charlie would like to know details about the Skywarn net. So if you're online, why don't you drop him a note here, and I'm sure you'll be able to hook up with him later. All right, thank you very much. Let's go to I'm just having a moment there. Whiskey Bravo 3, Whiskey Golf, go ahead, sir. And he is the net manager for the Baltimore Traffic Net. A few words for us here, please.
Good evening, Marty, and thanks for having us and running the net tonight. AB3WG, Chris in Reisterstown, Baltimore Traffic Net manager. And I just wanted to give a big shout-out to the last night there was a Harford County EOC Aries Races event, and we were part of that. Just a great group of people doing some great work out there, so I wanted to give a shout-out to those folks. And also, as usual, the Baltimore Traffic Net runs each evening on the Shawsville Repeater at 6:30 p.m. local time, and we welcome new hams. And we're involved with traffic handling, message handling, traffic and training. And it's a great place to start out if you're interested in that. And we welcome everybody to check in each evening on the Shawsville Repeater, 145.330 on 2 meters. So that'll do it for me. Thanks, Marty. It's great to be back. I've been out for a while. And thank you, Scott, for the link. AB3WG.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Scott. All right, we're going to run through the list here, folks. I know you've been patient, and thank you so much. I've got a few people that want to announce a few opportunities that are coming up. I want to first go to Dave, KB3EFS. Dave, give us a little remark about your activities that are coming up, and then I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to check in. Go ahead. All right, no Dave. All right, here we go, folks. You know, yeah, sometimes it works. If you're looking in the text box, I might put your name in next. Well, let me get rid of Rick here on my list. We already done him. Let's go to Mike, K3DO. Go ahead, Mike. You got a few words for the net.
JQQ.
Hey, everybody on the net. Like Rick, I'm here in Frederick. I have the windows open in the house. Nice breeze going through. No rain here yet. I think we're going to kind of miss the rain. Hopefully it's not going to last too long there for you. But it's been a nice couple of days outside. It's nice to get the stairway out of the house, opening up the windows and the breeze and everything. Always look forward to this, get updated information. So good night tonight, and send it back over to you, Marty. This is K3DO.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. And for those that are listening on the RF side, W3DO, Rick, RO, just sent that the weekly weather net is held on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. on the W3ICF-R Echolink repeater, which is also on 146.73 with a PL tone of 141.3. All right, very good. See, that's how it works here. We all share good information. Let's continue down the list. I've got Michelle, November 3, Yankee Romeo Zulu. Michelle, you have a few words for the net, please.
Okay, November 3, Yankee Romeo Zulu. I didn't have anything, but I'm sure learning lots of good stuff from being here. So I do have a couple of newsletters, so if you had anything about that Smithsonian station that you want me to put in our newsletter, you could send that over to me. Thanks for the information on the weather net. And farewell, okay, back to the net.
All right, very good, Michelle. It looks like John's wanting to know how to get in touch with you. Are you good on QRZ? Can he reach you out to you using QRZ?
Yes, I am good on QRZ, so he can get me that way. I also just did a test message in the chat box to give him my email. And three wires, he back to net.
All right, very good. Thank you. All right, let's go to, let's see who else. Oh, WI3J, Stu on his iPhone. Go ahead, sir, you're next.
730, M3RO.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rick. I must have won that.
All right, Marty. Man, that was confusing. Yeah, WI3J, thanks for picking me up here. Enjoying the net. A lot of good information there. And, yeah, thanks for that tip there on the gray line and equal north and south and try 10 meters. So I'm going to try that. And I think also to mention this weekend is the Virginia CUSO party. So might even give that a shot. Local people around here, support your hams in Virginia. Back to you, Marty, WI3J.
All right, WI3J, thank you. How about Whiskey Alpha 3, Delta, Victor, Oscar, Everett? Do you have something to share with us, please? All right, moving right along, November 3, Tango, Juliet, Oscar. Tommy, anything to share with the net, please?
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody on the net. This is Tommy up in Skagville. I just wanted to mention that if you know anybody looking for Skywarn training, the Sterling Weather Service page has a list of 13 sessions in March, April, and May.
All right, Tommy. Thank you for that information on Skywarn. We really appreciate it. Yeah, you can go to Skywarn website, Sterling, and you'll see the training sessions. Thanks again for coming on board with us. Let's go to Rob, November 2, Oscar, Mike, Charlie. A few words for the net, sir. All right, nothing heard right away. Let's go to Milford, N3, a Whiskey, a Yankee, Golf. I don't do it as good as you do, Milford. Go ahead.
Yes, and I can find the right button to hit to get onto this thing. I am a happy camper. Appreciate the net tonight, Marty. Sorry I didn't get in here the last couple of nights. Pardon the noise in the background to the radio running. But I did want to thank you for the list of the VE classes or PE sessions for testing, being part of the HollyNet. one of the net control operators. We get asked quite regularly about various classes and, you know, how to go from one to the other type thing. So I just wanted to let you know that the Holly Net is still working well, about 12 to 15 check-ins every day, and we're looking forward to getting some more net control operators on that. So with that, I'll pass it back to N3MXM. Thank you very kindly, Marty, for having me on board. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and Bowie.
All right, this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC EchoLink Conference here on the WB3GXW EchoLink node, Wash_DC, and local repeaters linked in. We'll let those repeaters reset, and we'll continue with our list. And when we come back, it'll be W3TDH, Skywarn Assistant Coordinator. You'll be the first up. Stand by. All right, folks, that should do it. I'm going to try to keep us under an hour here and wrap things up around 9 o'clock. I know we've all got important things to do. We might want to go to sleep or finish whatever we were doing, work some of that skip. Thunderstorms have passed through here. I'm sure they might be passing through or not passing through your area. It certainly felt awful nice today. But, you know, Maryland weather, you just have to wait a little while. It'll change. Let's go to Whiskey 3, Tango Delta Hotel. Go ahead, sir. Okay, 15 seconds, but nothing there. Let's go to K3PG, Paul. K3 Papa Golf, sir. A few words for the net.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for running the net. I'm not sure my microphone was working, but I enjoyed it. And I'm from Queen Anne County, and we have an active races group here and an active radio club with technical presentations just about every month, and a new VE program, as Ray, RRP, mentioned. So that's all I got. I'm enjoying listening. Back to you. This is Kilo 3, Papa Golf, over.
All right, very good. Thank you very, very much. All right, let's see. I've got, SMD said they were in listen mode.
Yeah, I'd seen him in there earlier, and I just wanted to be sure we didn't get him skipped there, Marty, W3ICF, and pardon me for second-guessing you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you this. I got the window open that I'm logging contacts and notes for the section. I've got the roster up where you have to do a select all and paste. This EchoLink doesn't, you know, there's no management panel to this thing, man. It's like flying a plane with a barometer and a wind gauge. And then I've got the whole thing about trying to keep everybody in track and then following what's happening in the text box. This is like single-handed in the hurricane. You want to be the first mate? I'm all for it. But thank you for watching over my shoulder. I appreciate it. Let's go back to, all right, it looks like John's making some good contacts. Let's go back to W3TDH. I know you lost your connection. Any words for the net, sir? Go ahead. Oops, wrong box. Let me do that again.
Yes, sir. I'm letting you know that the MARC, the Maryland Amateur, the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club, is engaged in a lot of repairs on our repeater, and the problems have resulted from some of the host not understanding what our equipment was and doing various things. There was a penthouse wall repair at one building, and they simply connected an antenna and threw it away. And at another building, we were having trouble with people disconnecting equipment, so we finally got the owner of that building gave us permission to put a locking cover over our power connection. And only the building manager now has the key to that, so that none of the various household staff can interfere with it by unplugging it for their own equipment. So we've got a lot of repairs in progress and a lot of tune-up and so forth, and we're looking to install some emergency power to carry us through generator startups at a couple of the places. So that's what we're up to right now. And back to net, W3TDH.
All right, very good. Thank you. Are you, for any of your outages, are you definitely letting the T-Mark guys know if you're going to be off the air for any extended period of time so they can make a note of that for us?
We usually don't know in advance, and the outage is usually brief. We contact the responsible at the host site, and they send somebody up to take a look, and it's usually some minor thing like somebody unplugged something. But at the one site where one of our remote receivers is, some person or persons unknown took down a link antenna and threw it away. I disconnected it from the hard line and just tossed it. We have no idea who might have done it. I assume it's just accident and not malice, because the old slogan applies, never attribute to malice what incompetence will adequately explain. So that's all I've got. Back to net. W3TDH.
All right. Very good. Thank you. All right. Now, I haven't been checking who might have snuck in under the radar, and I don't have them on my list, but I want to appreciate everybody standing by. Let's go to WB3GXW. John, I see you say check-in. Go ahead, sir. The floor is yours. Anything to add to the net?
Okay, Marty. Good evening, WB3GXW. I was at church this evening for Stations of the Cross, so it's being lent, so that's where I was for the first 50 minutes or 48 minutes, whatever. Just want to make sure that the Skywarn folks understand that the servers that I have, both Wash DC and WB3GXW-L, are available if needed for any of their Skywarn activities. No prior notice, just go for it. It'll be figured out when you're on the air, but that needs to be known to them. We have exams tomorrow at the Women's Club of Laurel, 384 Main Street at 9 o'clock, and the bulletins will be on starting tomorrow, the new ARRL bulletin. Well, that's coming out every once in a while. The doctor is in, and another bulletin on another segment they're putting out on new ham for newly licensed amateurs. So that'll be included as well. That pretty much covers it, Marty. You take care. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you later. WB3GXW clear.
Okay, you heard it here, folks. Well, maybe not here for the first time. So John will have the bulletins running tomorrow, which is where you can listen to them right here, VE Session in Laurel. And let me just add a comment to the Skywarn activation. So I've mentioned this before, mostly to Aries and some of our club members. If you're in an area where there is an active National Weather Service warning and you're radio equipped, because some of us don't work where we live, and we don't live where we work, or maybe you do live where you work. If a National Weather Service warning occurs in your area, you should be in monitoring mode as an ARES member. You're already, if you're Skywarn, you get activated, you're already in monitoring mode. But this will relieve the ECs and the SECs and your section manager from having to track you down or trying to get the word out. Consider yourself in monitoring mode. What that means is listen to the radio, check your email, look on social media, see if you're in an affected area. And if you're outside of your normal area and you happen to know how to get in touch with the emergency coordinator and there is an activation in your area, you're already monitoring and your situational awareness will be much better than when you get back home, you find out you just left an area that was under a tornado. So this is going to help the whole section if we do this. All right? All right, very good. Stand by. We're going to take another break for ID, and then we're going to wrap things up. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly section Echo Link from Maryland, D.C., here on the WB3GXW, Wash underscore system and linked repeater. Stand by. We'll be right back. Repeater reset. All right. Someone's trying to call me while I'm trying to do the net. Let's see what happens. All right. So here we go. This is your opportunity for alibis. Anybody I might have missed, or if you have anything that you might have thought of at the last minute, I did call a couple of stations that did not check in. So if you're checking in now, give me your call sign. You'll be recognized. And if you have any alibis, something you'd like to change or make comment on, this is the time to do it. So missed, your call sign, please.
Marty, W3ICF here. Looks like we got a problem up on the hill. I don't know if it's that wind ahead up toward Gettysburg or what, getting down there, but I think we got a power problem up there. I can't access the thing. You are connected. You're coming into the repeater up there, but I can't do anything otherwise. So Just wanted to give you a status on that. W3ICF.
Okay, Philip, thank you very much. And while I'm single-handed here on the tiller, W3TDH wants to know how to take out double entries on his Android Echolink. I could look that up for you, but I'm literally one hand on the sail here, sir, and one on the rudder.
JQQ comments?
And this evening, Sam, go.
I'm guessing you're talking about putting your in the text box on Android. That's a known issue with the Android version. It only does it on the Android version. It doesn't do it on the iPhone version. It doesn't do it on the PC. KB3JQQ.
All right, there you go. See you at Better Help Desk, and you can get from your carrier. All right, thanks, guys. All right, look, we had a great net this evening. I want to thank everybody that joined us. It's much appreciated. You know, we've got everybody from Atlanta to Pennsylvania, Western Maryland to the Eastern Shore, top of the Chesapeake Bay to the bottom. We've got folks in every county, and we covered everything tonight, I think. The next Echolink session will be the third Friday of April. If you check your calendars, put a big red X mark right there on the 19th. It'll be our Echolink session right here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore DC node. The news, it's typically published, I try to publish it at least a week before the net. Doesn't always happen. Try to have everything to me by the 10th of the month. And for John down there at Smithsonian, we're going to work real close with you. I've got some folks I want you to talk to. We've got a great club down there. The Hack DC Club, quite the eclectic group over there on the other side of town. And I've got some folks right down the street from you that would also be interested, as well as what you heard this evening. We're all in your court here. So with that, I'll end. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us. And to our section staff, our Atlantic Division staff, to our emergency coordinator and ARES members, our club members, and those operating in traffic management and helping us out here on the net. Thank you, Scott, as always. I appreciate all of your help. Have a good evening. 7-3s to all, and good night. KB3MXM, 7-3.
This came back up on the mountain just as it was ending. Thank you there, Marty. W3ICF, I'm going to go ahead and drop.